Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clarence Town Supervisor Patrick Casilio is on the WBEN Troquhar College Lifeline. A number of communities are looking at e-bike regulation. Last week we heard about it in the village of East Aurora, and now today in the town of Clarence. Patrick, thanks for the time this morning. What is the issue with e-bikes?
Good morning. The main issue is them traveling at a high rate of speed on our bike trails. And really not being courteous to the other people that are walking on our trails.
So this is on bike trails that you're looking at e-bikes, calling for a public hearing that'll happen next month. What sort of complaints have you gotten from residents? What have you been seeing?
Basically the high-speed travel and the fact that they travel in groups. So when they're traveling in groups, they expect everybody else to get out of the way. So we wanted to control it because many of the operators of these bikes are underage, and really it's the electric dirt bikes is the bigger problem than e-bikes, but the law is going to classify e-bikes and dirt bikes to try and correct the problem with the advancement in technology we're having.
Are there any regulations whatsoever for e-bikes? Can anybody get on one and go anywhere?
I understand there's some laws concerning public roads and public sidewalks. We have a law concerning motorized machines on our bike trail, but we're trying to, the main purpose of our law is to give law enforcement the ability to impound the bike. You really can't write up juveniles for offenses, but the purpose of our law is to impound the bike if they're breaking the rules of the bike trail.
Is it a lot of kids riding these bikes? I mean, these things go pretty fast, and I know that under a certain age, you're not supposed to be riding them without any sort of adult supervision.
We had law enforcement on a radar clock one going 53 miles an hour. You can easily modify them by upping the voltage or disconnecting the governor control on them, and they become a very fast machine. This problem, as you know, is across the country with electric bikes. Traveling in places they shouldn't, for in the city, they're running down sidewalks, for example, in the city. So we're just trying to update our current law to cover these new vehicles.
They're becoming pretty popular too, right? I mean, you've been supervisor for quite a while. I'm sure when you started, it wasn't an issue at all.
Nothing like this existed at all. Not that I've been a supervisor a long time, but the technology is changing quickly in the past 5 years. And you can order these bikes up. You can buy them locally, or you can get them on the network and have them in your house in 3 days if you order them online.
It's a little bit different here because usually I feel like we're talking about safety to the e-bike rider, that they're putting themselves in danger a lot of times by walking on roads. But you're pointing out it's pedestrians, it's people who are on a regular bike, I guess you have to call them now, who might be in danger.
It's definitely safety for them, too, and that's where we've had law enforcement pull people over on e-bikes without helmets, without lights, running down the street, And again, our law enforcement, their first approach would be calling parents if it's an underage operator, calling parents to come and pick the bike up, because we really don't want to release them to go driving down the road in darkness with no headlights or no protective gear at all. So it really, the law first and foremost is to protect them, the operators of the vehicles, to get them to slow down, wear protective clothing like a helmet. And secondly, if the parents are unavailable, then we just pick the bike up and impound it until the parents can come and get it.
All right, so this public hearing is August 13th in the town of Clarence, and I would imagine that a hearing like this would probably be pretty packed with people, maybe on both sides, I don't know. But exactly what kind of regulation would be before the town to approve?
We had a public hearing concerning it, not the new law, but a public hearing concerning what was going on. And for 2 hours, we had a pretty packed auditorium and a lot of input from the public. I'm sorry, what was your question again?
What exactly this regulation would be that you would be in favor of proposing?
The bulk of the regulation is to be the ability to impound e-bikes. That's the bulk of the legislation. And then we're adding on helmets and speed limits to, we're looking at a 20 mile an hour speed limit for everybody using the bike trails.
Is there any call to action to state lawmakers to do something on here? And does it surprise you that there's not something? I mean, there's regulations for just about everything here in New York State. But when it comes to e-bikes, seems like people are allowed to do a lot of things that you might look at and scratch your head.
I know law enforcement's looking into it. There are three different levels of e-bikes controlled by the state, but it's very hard to enforce. You can't really judge what type of bike it is when it's going past you. You have to pull up to somebody and see what size battery they have or what size electric motor they have on the e-bike. It is a difficult law to enforce.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for joining us this morning and telling us about it and about the issue in the town of Clarence. And we'll be following that public hearing on August 13th.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.